You're listening to 88.9 FM KUCI in Irvine. The opinions expressed on this program do not reflect the views of KUCI or the University of California at Irvine.
One day, not knowing what to do, I thought I'd get my friend and go to the zoo. We didn't see an elephant or a cage. Someone had put them all on the stage. There were lumps and bumps and all kinds of grind. You know those elephants wouldn't stay in line. I said, I know just what they need. Let's teach them all to do the Wangwan Reed. We practiced and practiced all day long to teach these elephants the elephant song. They looked at us with tight lips, just kept on moving those big elephant hips. And elephant dancing is a thing to see. And that's when I noticed they were looking at me. I said, come on, elephants, come on, let's go. And that's when one of them stepped on my toe. Ah! Elephant stepped on my foot. 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 You must give elephant a dirty look. Limits. Elephant dancing is a pretty good gimmick. I looked at my watch, it was getting late. It was about time to open the gate. People came in to see the show. Someone said, hey, look, that's Maceo. I said, can I have your attention, please? These elephants are about to dance you down to your knees. They bumped and grind and swayed all day. Started thinking about after the show, hey. I said, come on, it's not time to eat. We got to get the crowd up off their feet. We got to keep going for a while yet. Gotta help the owner out of debt. I said, anyway, after this, there's another show. And again, same elephant, same toe. Ah! Elephant stepped on my foot. 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 Elephant stepped on my foot.
You must get ready for that dirty love.
I know what I'll do. I'll feed them some of this.
Right, that's music from the wonderful Maceo Parker with a song called Elephant Foot to kick off this week's edition of Talking Animals on 88.9 FM KUCI in Irvine and streaming live on the internet at kuci.org. I'm Duncan Strauss and I'll be with you till 10 o'clock this morning with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. I want to tell you that for the next hour, you can reach us directly by phone at 949-824-5824. 949-UCI-KUCI. Other ways to be in touch include emailing us at talkinganimals@AOL.com and checking out our terrific new website at talkinganimals.net. That's .net, folks. Also, before we move on, I want to thank Serena Sharp for another rip-snorting rendition of The Serena Sharp Show. Meanwhile, here at Talking Animals, primarily we strive to learn about animals and animal issues from our guests, from news items, from your calls, from assorted other sources. But we're also here each week to celebrate animals through music, comedy, and other means. It's been the better part of 4 months since we launched Talking Animals, and we've already been extremely fortunate to have a string of terrific guests, including in recent weeks, Kristen von Kreisler, an author whose latest book, Bee, The Story of the Beagle Who Changed My Life, is a memoir of sorts about her experiences finding, adopting, and living with a beagle that previously had been an animal used in laboratory experiments. We're also joined by Deborah Newgard and Diane Carson from the Rat and Mouse Club of America. We spoke with Catherine Doyle on Elephant Appreciation Day, no less. And that was entirely fitting in that Catherine has been leading the legal battle to return Ruby, the elephant removed from her home and elephant companion of 16 years at the L.A. Zoo and taken to the Knoxville Zoo. Last week we spoke with Pamela Kerp from Orange County People for Animals, who filled us in all about the OCPA, as well as Pamela's own path to animal advocacy. And our string of great guests continues today when we speak with Sherry Hackett, wife of the late Buddy Hackett, both longtime animal lovers who worked tirelessly on behalf of animals in all kinds of ways, and shared a vision for a new cage-free, no-kill sanctuary called Singita, for which there will be a comedy benefit on October 15th at the El Capitan Theater in Los Angeles. More on that in a moment. But we'll hear all about the benefit, the sanctuary, and Buddy's work, and more when Sherry Hackett joins us in a few moments here on Talking Animals. Meanwhile, it's time for our weekly look at items of interest in animal news. And I want to remind you of the phone number, again, to join us on the show with your own comments and questions about animals, animal news, any other topics you care to discuss, announcements, observations, of course, any stories you might have spotted that want to call to our attention, that all be most welcome. It's 949-824-5824. Looking at your keypad a different way, of course, it's 949-UCI-KUCI. So, as Serena and I touched on briefly a moment or two ago, I guess, you know, sort of leading the animal news for this week would, of course, be that magician Roy Horn was, of course, attacked by a tiger in the midst of one of the Siegfried and Roy shows on Saturday, and still apparently in critical conditions, had two or three surgeries. They're not quite sure what the prognosis is yet. Also, though, as Serena and I touched on, I mean, you know, notably, even with all the loss of blood and I think having trouble breathing as he was being sort of led away in the ambulance, he, I guess, said as emphatically as he could under the circumstances, "Don't kill the cat." So we'll, of course, keep Roy Horn in our thoughts and prayers for recovery, and I think sort of otherwise hold off on any other comments related to exotic animals and performances of such, and certainly a topic ripe for discussion. Maybe now is not the exactly right moment. Also, another thing Serena and I touched on is a different sort of tiger news on the other coast, as we like to call it. And basically, well, you know what? I'm going to read this. I this was kind of covered everywhere, but I actually pulled this from the yesterday's New York Times, because there's another element to the story, too, animal-wise. Anyways, to the sounds of enormous jungle roars, a police sniper rappelled down the side of a Harlem apartment building yesterday and fired tranquilizer darts through an open fifth-floor window to subdue, seatbelts please, a 350-pound Bengal tiger. The daring and creative bit of sharpshooting helped in an episode in which the New York Police Department, unaccustomed to bagging big game, nonetheless managed to sedate the beast. Officials planned to send the tiger, temporarily being held at the Center for Animal Care and Control on 110th Street, to a conservancy in Ohio. What the tiger, along with a 4 to 5 foot reptile called a caiman, was doing inside a cluttered apartment in the Drew Hamilton houses at Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard and 141st Street remained a mystery yesterday. In a news conference at the scene, Police Commissioner Raymond W. Kelly said the police became involved in the case on Wednesday when the apartment's resident, Antoine Yates, called to say he had been bitten by a pit bull. When the police went to investigate, Mr. Kelly said Mr. Yates met them at the lobby. He went to Harlem Hospital with bites on an arm and a leg. But on Thursday, the police got an anonymous tip saying a wild animal was somewhere in the city on Friday. Another call directed them to the exact address. And the story goes on from there. But, let's hear a little more about their rescue efforts. Getting to the tiger and male was no simple task. From an apartment on the fourth floor, the police first eased a pole-mounted camera out the window to keep track of him. Meanwhile, on the seventh floor, they prepared a team to rappel down so they would have a clearer view when firing tranquilizer darts to subdue him. Police also called in animal experts, including Dr. Robert A. Cook, head veterinarian at the Bronx Zoo, and Larry Wallach, who said he is a special investigator for wildlife for the Nassau County Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and estimated the tiger was 3 to 4 years old. God forbid that cat got out on the street, he said. Dr. Cook, visibly angry over the cramped conditions in which the tiger prowled, said keeping the creature in such a setting was, quote, crazy. And it goes on from there. But there's been pictures in the newspaper, including this one, and actually TV footage as well, of the subdued Bengal tiger being led away. So that might be one for the books. All right, now a little bit more, since we'll be speaking with Sandy, Sherry Hackett in a few minutes, but about this this benefit. It's for this sanctuary that is not yet built. They're going to be breaking ground soon, and of course it's, as I mentioned earlier, it's going to be a cage-free, no-kill sanctuary. Of course it's going to be non-profit, so they've been raising funds with some of these comedy benefits, and the this one coming up on October 15th at the El Capitan Theater in Los Angeles will, of course, be the first one since Buddy Hackett passed away. So it's going to be even sort of a more special evening. There's going to be two shows, and they're going to be hosted by Buddy's son, Sandy Hackett, who's a longtime, comedian himself. But the other comedians on the bill include Jay Moore, Paul Rodriguez, Bobcat Goldthwait, Jeffrey Ross, Frank Caliendo, Dane Cook, some of the comics from Last Comic Standing, Sarah Silverman, Harlan Williams, hopefully an appearance by Dom Herrera, and others. And there's going to be two shows, one probably with a little pricier ticket that includes food and from 6 to 7, and the show from 7 to 9, and then a second show on October 15th at the El Capitan Theater at 9:30, which is going to be a more affordable ticket, so that people of all kinds can go and support Buddy Hackett's vision for the Sangeeta Animal Sanctuary, and this will help raise funds. And we'll hear more about Sherry, about how those funds are handled, and a little bit about the benefit itself when we speak to her in a few minutes' time. Also, while we're on the topic of important animal events coming up, especially related to guests here on Talking Animals, Bunny Love, which is a non-profit, no-kill rabbit welfare organization in the Southern California area as well, is holding an open house to celebrate its new digs in Van Nuys. And that's going to be on October 19th from 11 a.m. To 4 p.m. And we're going to have the president of Bunny Love, Corinne Cutler, on, next week's show, but certainly coming up very soon. But I think we want to do it next week so that it's in advance of this event, which is on Sunday, October 19th. And you can find out more about that by checking out the Bunny Love website at Bunny Love, spelled L-U-V, all one word, .org. But there's going to be a cool raffle drawing there. Two-night stay at the Four Seasons in Newport, and original stained glass bunny artwork, and bunny exam or cat dog, spay neuter from a vet who's donated to services, Sony DVD player, all kinds of cool stuff. So that's coming up on Sunday, October 19th in Van Nuys for Bunny Love. You can find out more on their website or by checking in with us at talkinganimals at AOL.com. And speaking of animal rescue and sanctuaries, etc., I want to remind you that there's this very cool website called the animalrescuesite.com that if you go there, you simply click on a portion of it, and that raises funds, or basically, I guess, releases funds for animal rescue organizations. So it's www.theanimalrescuesite.com. And once you get there, it's pretty clear where you need to click. And basically, the idea is that corporate sponsors and advertisers help subsidize this. So when you go to the site and click on that, monies go to various animal rescue organizations. So far, at least, I haven't seen a catch, a downside, whatever. If you happen to know of one, by all means, bring it to our attention. 949-824-5824-949-UCI-KUCI, as you can call in that on any of these things we've talked about here in the Animal News section of Talking Animals today. And, of course, also you can always email us at talkinganimals@AOL.com. And lastly, for today's Animal News and Announcements section, some weeks back we had Deborah Newgard and Diane Carson from the Rat and Mouse Club of America on, and want to remind you that coming up later this month, October 25th to be precise, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's going to be sales and adoption day and general meeting of the Rat and Mouse Club of America, and you can find out all about rats and mice. You can adopt one or more. If you have rats currently and they need their nails clipped, you can get that done for $1 a rat. Come on, can't beat that. Also, this is the part where I swear, if we're going to be in town, which I don't think I will be, but I'd like to go just for this alone, there's also going to be a costume contest where you can dress your rat or mouse up in your favorite costume, and that you can enter the contest between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Digital picture will be taken for judging at 2 p.m. You need not be present to win, but, obviously your rat or mouse needs to be. So that's $2 per entry, and, of course, only handmade costumes will be accepted. None of this Barbie stuff, all right? We want a real effort here on the Rat and Mouse Costume Contest. So I think that is going to do it for this week's edition of Animal News. And anything you didn't catch there on the announcements, or again, if you want to talk about Roy, we can. If you want to talk about the tiger in Cayman in the apartment in New York, we can. Or anything else. It's 949-824-5824. Otherwise, we are going to step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner with, as always, a piece of animal-oriented stand-up. And but actually, this one's a little different. First, seeing as today's guest is Sherry Hackett, I chose a piece from the work of course, Buddy Hackett. And second, this is truly a vintage comedy album, and I guess it's part of that recorder without any sort of audience. So indeed, the credits include the phrase narration written by Buddy Hackett. Still, in all kinds of ways, I'm very happy to be playing this for you. It's the late Buddy Hackett with It Came From Outer Space on 88.9 FM KUCI.
I sure would like to thank you people of Earth for the way you have accepted me. It's a wondrously warm feeling for a man like myself to be accepted. As many of you don't know this, but I am not of this planet. You've suspected it. I am from the planet Tokar. I am a Tokos. My dad was a chief scientist and pharmacist on that planet. He foresaw the impending doom of the planet due to too much removing of the oil from beneath the crust of the surface of Tokar by the Tokar Standard Oil Company. This shrunk and shriveled the planet to such a degree that it had an internal collapse, and it shrunk to the size of a walnut. 4 million people were standing on the size of a walnut. Luckily, they shrunk with the planet. My dad built a little spaceship and placed me in it. I was a 5-week-old baby, 39 pounds, put me in this rocket and fired me to this planet, Earth. A certain gas, I think it was ethyl, kept me in a state of suspended animation, which preserved my little life until I landed here on this planet Earth, where I was not discovered, ladies and gentlemen, by humans, but by bears. Fortunately for me, they did not destroy me. They nurtured me. They raised me. as one of their own. Ah, the long winter nights together. 6 months of hibernation. But what could I do? I was stuck with bears, and I had to do it. My bear mother would say, which naturally you don't speak bear, any of you, sometimes. And this meant, what are you walking around all winter? Why are you so restless? And I would answer, which is in Tokos for I'm restless. And she knew that I wanted to break out and go forth to find humans. And she let me go. And many nights, I miss my bear mother. The warmth of her shaggy fur. The nuzzling of her nose, which is made out of different material. I long to feel her claw marks on my back, protecting me. Yes, I miss her, but I'm very glad to be amongst humanity. Your customs, your complete meals, from soup to nuts. However, at the end of a meal, whenever I see someone crack a walnut, I somehow think, there goes Tokar.
All right, that was Buddy Hackett on this week's Comedy Corner on Talking Animals, and that was, it came from outer space, taken from his self-titled album, well, at least, you know what, I'm not even sure, I'm going to guess 35, 40 years ago, something like that, but anyways, the Comedy Corner is a weekly feature of Talking Animals, perhaps even a signature feature of Talking Animals, and if you have a suggestion of animal-oriented stand-up comedy think we should feature on the Comedy Corner, we'd really welcome this input. I mean, you must know some that I don't, and it would be really, really cool to share that. So just email at talkinganimals@AOL.com, and we'll track it down, and we'll put it up on the forthcoming shows. Also, as many of you know, we stream live on the Internet at www.kuci.org. And beyond that, it's a pretty neat website with a schedule of all the programming, CD reviews, a list of upcoming bands, and other guests coming up, you know, speaking or reading live on the station. And also, I've been encouraged to remind people that there's also an essay that we wrote about circus animals on the front page of KUCI.org, so you might want to check that out as well. And, of course, we have our own new nifty website. We'd be remiss in not mentioning. That's talkinganimals.net. So I think with all that news and plugs, et cetera, covered, it's also time to remind you that the opinions and views expressed on Talking Animals are not necessarily those of KUCI, UCI, or the University of California. Sounded a bit Arnold there for a sec. University of California Board of Regents. Earlier in the show, of course, I mentioned a bit about this week's guest, Sherry Hackett, and the work on behalf of animals she did with her late husband, Buddy Hackett, who, of course, we just heard in the Comedy Corner. And it's sort of a culmination of their love and concern for animals. They shared a vision for a new animal sanctuary called Singita to be built in the L.A. area. And that vision is about to be realized soon. And on a very related note, of course, there'll be that comedy benefit I mentioned earlier on October 15th to raise more funds for Singita. So, but we should really hear about this all from Mrs. Hackett. So in a conversation recorded last week, here's Sherry Hackett on Talking Animals. Okay, joining us today on Talking Animals is Sherry Hackett. So thanks for joining us, Sherry. How are you?
It's my pleasure. I'm absolutely fine. Thank you.
Oh, good. Well, I guess, you know, as our listeners probably know, of course, that unfortunately, Buddy passed away earlier this year, and it was, you know, we're very sorry for the loss. Obviously a great comic, a wonderful man, and a huge, huge animal lover. So
yeah.
Sort of maybe as a natural way into kind of finding out more about Singita, maybe you could just sort of tell us a little bit about your and Buddy's
me tell you first.
Sure.
Before Buddy died, he prepared all the children and myself for his demise. Not that he planned on dying, but he always talked about death and dying. And he said all his goodbyes, and he prepared us in the most wonderful way, constantly making the children aware that the biggest and most important thing was of medication for a healthy life is laughter. And that when somebody died, you had to start that medication immediately and start to laugh. So we're trying to follow in his footsteps of being happy and being positive. And of course, he was a tremendous animal lover. He was a wonderful humanitarian. And it is our job not to let him down now. We have three dynamic kids. One does a show out of Vegas called The Rat Pack. And Sandy Hackett plays Joey Bishop.
Okay, great.
So he's coming in to host our comedy event. Now, our comedy event has been ongoing for 5 years. This is the fifth annual comedy show that he's been working in conjunction with Barry Katz, who has graciously given up his time and his effort to do a philanthropic kindness to help us raise funds for Sangeeta, which has now been renamed Buddy Hackett Sangeeta.
Oh, great, and it's totally fitting. That's nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we are in the process of obtaining permits to start construction, hopefully in the spring. And we plan to build the first, in 30 years, a cage-free, one that does not euthanize animals, a shelter in Sylmar. And we're kind of excited about it because Buddy has helped us through the entire process. And now I think we're getting very, very close.
Yeah, it sounds like you're, as you, I guess, alluded to, you're very close to starting to break ground, which must be tremendously exciting.
Oh, it's terribly exciting. Buddy had collected the young and the brightest of comedians. He used to hold court here in the house all the time. He would have lunch and breakfast for all the guys that come around, and all you ever heard was screaming laughter, that they just enjoyed each other's company. And he kind of encouraged, it was like a little school for all the comedians to come and learn from the master.
Yeah.
And, I mean, three of the people out on the show have been ongoing for all these years. Is Paul Rodriguez. I don't have to tell you how talented these people are.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Huge.
Jeffrey Ross and Jay Moore. And these three wonderful, delicious comedians have taken the reins, and they're moving forward with Barry. And we have our fifth annual comedy event. This year we're doing it as a tribute to Buddy.
And that's October 15th, I hasten
October
to add it, at the El Capitan Theater.
Absolutely, and we're doing two shows. Strangely enough, the two shows will include the same comedians, and I will read a list to you in 1 second.
Okay.
But there are two shows. The late show will be a cheaper ticket so that the young people can come.
Mm-hmm.
And the first show will be a more expensive ticket because there's also food and wine being donated by wonderful people. And let me just read a list of the comedians. Jane Moore, Louis Anderson, Bob Goldwath, Dean Cook, Frank Caliendo, Jeffrey Ross, Paul Rodriguez, Sarah Silverman, Harlan Williams, Dom Herrera, and the last comic standing, Ralphie May, Tess and Bob Cantrell. And I want to tell you, it is a night, just, you come out of the theater with pains in your cheeks from laughter.
Well, just that lineup alone, in fact, I've been mentioning the show on Talking Animals the last couple weeks, but there's some people that weren't on the list I got, including Harlan Williams and Sarah Silverman and Dom Herrera on top of those he did name. So that is, that's just, I mean, that's beyond star-studded.
Absolutely. You know, we don't know who else Barry is going to get to come to show up. I mean, we always have some of the Buddy's friends in the audience laughing and enjoying it, and it's just wonderful.
And
the whole thing is to help dogs and cats.
And in fact, before we move more into to that realm, we should say that to find out more about the benefit and to get tickets, again, you can go to the website, www.singita.org. And get the whole lowdown, and so we really want to urge people to come out on October 15th.
Or they can call the El Capitan Theater, and I will get a hold of the number in a second.
Okay.
And that That's the cheaper ticket. The second show, which is a later hour.
Sure.
And it's a wonderful evening, I tell you. And everything, every dime, there is not one dime that is spent on administration or fundraising. Every dime will go towards building the sanctuary and helping the animals.
That's great. That is really wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, so let me ask you this, Sherry. I mean, so I'm guessing this was a fairly lifelong passion of both yours and Buddy's, animals?
Buddy is probably one of the most philanthropic people that ever walked the face of this earth.
Mm-hmm.
But he never advertised it. Nothing
yeah.
was ever done.
Sure.
Everything he did was done quietly and undercover.
Mm-hmm.
And we always did good things.
Yeah.
I mean, the Hackett household, even our wonderful children, they just quietly do what they have to do to help others.
Mm-hmm.
He was always an animal lover. We always had animals in our home.
Yeah. And what kind was it?
It was always either a dog or a cat.
Mm-hmm.
We have cats today, and of course the cats and the dogs don't basically get along with each other. They don't love each other. So we are now confined to cats here.
I see. Okay.
But Buddy was always out there playing with the animals, and if he saw late at night where we live in Beverly Hills, you'd see a coyote occasionally.
Wow.
He'd always buzz me on the intercom, "Hey, there's a loose dog outside." I go to Luke and say to him, "Not exactly. It's
close.
Coyote."
Yeah. That's funny.
But he would, you know, arrange for me to catch the animal, and I was not about to catch coyotes,
mm-hmm.
and try to find homes for them. And
sure.
You know, this is all part of what happened in our lives.
And so indeed, was this sort of then kind of those kind of things you're describing that he would do with, you know, half kiddingly with the coyote, but with other animals as well?
Coming home with an animal.
Yeah, no, I kind of suspect. And so was it sort of a natural kind of evolution, you know,
sure.
from there to start thinking about creating your own sanctuary, or was there a specific event that sort of served as the catalyst?
Well, when you end up with more animals than you know what to do with,
yeah.
and can find homes for,
right.
I think suddenly you find yourself in that kind of business.
Right, I'm sure.
Even
yeah.
though it's not a profit-making business,
no,
it's a responsibility.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you've got the life in your hands.
Sure.
Of this.
And then so when then Sherry did a kind of more specific vision for Sangeeta start taking
well,
shape.
Buddy and I had gone to South Africa. We stayed at a place called
Mm-hmm.
And it was a game preserve, and it was the most beautiful game preserve.
Mm.
And I just fell in love with the name. The actual word Sangeeta is Swahili, and it means the miracle.
Mm.
And we kind of got mesmerized with this place. And Buddy was the kind of guy that when he went someplace and fell in love with something, suddenly he didn't want to go anywhere else. He says, "Can't we just stay here at Sangeeta?" And I said, "No, we can't, because all the arrangements are made, the itinerary is set,
yeah.
the reservations are made all over. We can't stay here, Mac." And he reluctantly left Sangeeta.
I see.
And talked about it constantly. When we came home and we needed to find I was already looking to find a facility.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought 25 acres out in Selmar, and now we just needed to find a name for it, and it was just perfect.
Sure,
know, we asked permission if we could use the name. They said, "You're so far away, why not?"
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how it kind of it evolved. But we've rescued other animals. I work with probably 6 other facilities, and one is a place down in Orange County, in Riverside County,
mm-hmm.
in Nash. We rescued a pig named Becky, and Becky lives at Nash, and Nash houses 60 rescued horses, and they have about 24 assorted farm animals, and we helped Nash build shelter for the horses. We built 60 shelters for the
horses.
Oh
my goodness, wow.
And we also got them a barn, because they were able to purchase, if you purchase a barn and preserve the food, then you could buy it at a wholesale price. So we help them. We help a group up in Acton. We're working with the Paw Project, which is a thing to not declaw cats.
Yeah.
Whether they are big cats or small cats. And Dr. Jennifer Conrad runs that program.
Yeah.
And we just do a lot of good things.
Sure.
Helping animals wherever needed.
So in that way, really, Sangeeta kind of, at least by way of assisting these other programs in one way or another, is kind of already functioning. But meanwhile, what lies ahead is the actual sanctuary itself.
Well, the piece de resistance is to get this thing built.
Yeah.
And we've been struggling for 4 years, and we're getting very close.
Sure.
And we have wonderful people in the bureaucratic world helping us, trying to get this thing done.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to deal and contend with all of the rules and regulations. And we don't, we want to do the right thing. We want to make sure that if there's a flood, we're protected and we do all the right things.
Of course.
So we're just following the pattern of what you have to do.
Right. And what, Sherry, what, just looking ahead a little bit, you know, once it's, you know, ground is broken and beyond, and what ideally will be the kind of facilities, I mean, Sangeeta will offer as it comes together?
We will have a complete adoption facility. We do adoptions at various places right now. We do them at Sentinella Feed. We work with Katie's Depot, and they have 6 stores in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we anticipate, and we have a website, and on the website, and also through petfinders.com and rescueme.com, we can place animals through the websites. So, you know, you start to do one thing, and suddenly you find yourself doing many things.
Sure.
It's like life.
Yes,
you
of course.
You have a baby, and you got to take care of all the things that are attached to the baby.
Of course, of course.
And Buddy was wonderful. He would do all, he would help me in every way he could.
Mm-hmm.
He was such a good guy.
Sure.
He is so missed.
Oh, my goodness, of course. Yeah. And so I guess in a way it sort of goes back to what you said at the beginning, as Sangeeta, the sanctuary, really starts to come to fruition, that'll just be sort of a further, you know, both tribute to his lifelong work.
Absolutely.
and kind of following his mandate in a way as well.
Right.
But so what I've seen a little bit about this on the website, but what are some of the things that will kind of distinguish? I mean, first of all, how many other sanctuaries are you aware of that are cage free in this way or put such a premium on that?
There's
kind of
one in Utah called Best Friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're really wonderful. They do good things.
Yeah.
They are dedicated. They have wonderful volunteers. There are many little mom and pop groups all through the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we try on many levels to help them where we can to attain food and litter and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people that are out there helping animals, they really can't afford to pay for all the foods and the necessary shelter. So,
sure.
You know, you can only do one thing at a time. I don't know the amount that there are out there, but there
right.
are many.
Right.
But this is going to be the first brand new, large, cage-free, wonderful facility.
Yeah, yeah.
In 30 years.
Wow.
Believe it or not. Now, let me give you our phone number, if I may.
Absolutely.
It's 310-275-1432.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can leave a name and number. We'll call you back if you don't get a live voice. We answer the phones constantly,
mm-hmm.
but we can't answer them constantly.
Around the clock.
If they're all on the same, you know, at the same time.
Of
so
course.
We have voicemail. And
sure.
We do get back to people. And needless to say, we're looking for contributions because that's what will help us build the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for people who have that are interested in volunteering. We're interested in people who are good people. Now, we do have an application that we ask people to fill out because I don't want any flakes. And
sure.
I don't want people who will cause us problems.
Right, absolutely.
I want dedicated animal lovers
mm-hmm.
who want to help and do the right thing for the animal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that seems
really important.
Sure. Well, that's quite reasonable, and I assume that another route for getting involved would be by way of the website.
Absolutely.
Also.
The
yeah.
website has all the information.
Sure.
Which is www.sangeeta.org, And all of the information is on there, or they can call the phone number, 310-275-1432.
Sure.
Or they can call the El Capitan Theater if they're looking for tickets for the comedy event.
Sure. And Sherry, what are the? Has it been established yet? What are the two different show times? Since there's obviously two distinct shows that night.
The show with the food and the wine starts at 6. From 6 to 7 is the food.
Okay.
At 7 to 9 is the show.
Okay.
The second show will start at 9:30.
Okay.
And that's for the younger people who stay up late because
sure.
it is a Wednesday night.
Okay.
And that show will go from 9 to. I guess close to midnight.
Yeah.
Those tickets are cheaper, and those tickets are available through the El Capitan Theater. And I'm sorry, I don't have the number.
Oh, that's fine. I'll have that when this airs, and I'm sure the El Capitan probably has a website themselves. So, yeah, we'll definitely get that squared away. And so, as much as you can say, what would you say, just in broad strokes, would be kind of a projected date for at least? I look at the website, in fact, now and see there's a couple different phases. But at least for phase one, what is your kind of...
I would say the spring.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that we'll start building in the spring.
Okay.
And we'll build it in phases depending on the money.
Sure.
And what we have. We've done 4 comedy events, and in all the comedy events, every dime was put into escrow.
Yeah.
And so we probably will have a good start.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't have a finish.
Right,
so
exactly.
We're looking for
it's ongoing. Lovers. Yeah.
The animal lover who wants to contribute money to help, and I assure that person that every dime goes directly to the process of construction or the actual help for the animal.
Sure.
Nothing goes to fundraising. Nothing goes to... This is not... Well, I won't even mention other agencies.
Sure.
Every dime goes to where it's supposed to.
No, that's great. And might there be, over time, if there aren't already occasionally, Sherry, other events that are designed to...
lots of other events.
Yeah, I would think there would need to be. Yeah.
Once we get this place built,
yeah.
Once we get things up and running, we will have annual events, not only the comedy show continuing, but we'll have barbecues, we'll have... other fundraisers out on the property.
Sure.
And these are all things that we don't want to start until after we get construction. We plan on having a ribbon ceremony where Mike Antonovich will come and cut the ribbon because he's been a friend to Sangeeta and helping us.
Yeah.
He's been marvelous.
Oh, good.
And hopefully in time we'll be able to do many wonderful fundraising things.
Sure. Sure. Well, we only have another maybe minute or two left, Sherry. Anything else that that either just generally about Sangeeta or just within the animal world that that you'd like to sort of have us leave on as we
just that if you talk to your children and tell them if you see an animal running loose on the street, don't just let it run loose. Try to befriend it. Try to get it. That poor animal is. That poor animal needs a friend. It may just be lost. It may have just run away from its neighborhood.
Sure.
Or somehow gotten out of the fence.
Just panicked,
Teaching children to be kind to animals is so important. We will have an educational program within the facility, and we will invite children from all over the city to come and learn about caring for animals.
That's
just
so great.
Kindness.
Yeah.
Teaching children kindness and empathy when they see a dog, not to be nasty to it or kick it or throw a rock, but to try to befriend it. It's hungry. It's lost. It's in trouble.
Sure. Well, and just the idea of sort of teaching just general compassion for others is so great, and that's such a wonderful way to do it. So
this is all part of it. It's a life.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a life.
Great. All right, Sherry Hackett, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today on Talking Animals. And we, again, want to remind people that the benefit is on Wednesday, October 15th at the El Capitan Theater. 2 different shows, but a huge, great lineup. Again, Jay Moore, Louis Anderson, Paul Rodriguez, Bob Goldthwait, Jeffrey Ross, Frank Caliendo, Dane Cook, Sarah Silverman, Harlan Williams, Dom Herrera, folks from Last Comic Standing, and hosted by Sandy Hackett. So we want to encourage people to go to that and otherwise support Port Sangita, and thank you again, Sherry, for joining us today.
Oh, I can't thank you enough.
All right, we'll speak to you soon. We'll look forward to the show.
See you again.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we want to thank again Sherry Hackett for joining us today on Talking Animals. The website again is www.singita, singita.org. And where you can find all kinds of information about the plans for the sanctuary, the current programs they're involved with, and the comedy benefit and more. Again, the phone number she gave is 310-275-1432. Another way to reach Singita. And again, those are the best paths. I did check out with the El Capitan and their website, and I think it's best just to go directly through Singita, either by their website or that phone number for the benefit on October 15th. So I'm Duncan Strauss. You're listening to Talking Animals on KUCI in Irvine, 88.9 FM. And now it's time to proceed to something else that's fun to do each week. It's Name That Animal Tune. This is sort of remarkably like any other version of Name That Tune you'd care to mention, except that in this game, the tunes are always animal-related, usually just by virtue of one or more animals being part of the song title, but occasionally it's a bit more indirect than that. Either way, like any version of this game, we can only provide a brief snippet of the tune in question for a number of reasons, not least that while the game hinges on a song being somewhat recognizable, we also don't want to stray too far for too long from the KUCI music policy. With that preamble behind us, but also noting there is always a prize. Yes, you heard me correctly. A prize for the first caller who correctly identifies the song and artist. As soon as you recognize this animal tune, please phone us at area code 949-824-5824. 949-UCI-KUCI. Okay, let's get started. It's Name of the Animal Tune on Talking Animals on KUCI.
Always in life, into each heart some tears must fall. Though you love and lose, you must stand tall, 'cause we all got to cry sometimes.
Ring a bell with anyone? No? Alright, well, if you think of it, call in 949-824-5824, 949-UCI-KUCI. And meanwhile, I think it's a good time to hear another animal song. It's more precisely, I guess, a bird song from the Laurel Canyon Animal Company. Here's I'm a Green Chicken on KUCI.
I'm a green chicken.
I met a little green parrot. Collar was her name. I asked her the meaning of life. I asked her to explain the craziest things I ever heard. Coming out of that little green bird, she said, rearrange my family tree. A chicken is what I want to be. Senorita from down Amazon way, two-faced green, sweet 16, but now she's changed her ways. The craziest thing I ever heard, coming out of that little green bird, she said, reassess my pedigree. Zippity doo dah, oh.
That was Walking My Cat Named Dog by Norma Taninga. And we also heard right prior to that, I'm a Green Chicken by the Laurel Canyon Animal Company. Basically a pair of guys who specialize in composing and recording animal songs. Find out more about them, please visit their website at www.LaurelCanyonAnimalCo.com. So it's LaurelCanyonAnimalCo.com. So I'm Duncan Strauss, and we've just about reached the end of this week's edition of Talking Animals. I want to remind you that the views and opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of KUCI, UCI, or the UC Board of Regents. I also want to thank our guest, Sherry Hackett. Remember, Singita.org, Singita.org, and the comedy benefit October 15th at the El Capitan Theater. I also want to thank you all for listening, and hope you'll join me again on Talking Animals next week when our scheduled guest is Corrine Cutler, president of Bunny Love, a really cool sort of non-profit, no-kill welfare organization for rabbits. So, and they're, as I mentioned in the news segment, got some new digs, and they're having an open house coming up on October 19th, so this will be sort of in advance of that, of course. So that's next Monday at 9 a.m. here on Talking Animals. Other great public affairs shows on KUCI include, just today alone, the Serena Sharp Show, which of course precedes Talking Animals. Then at 5 p.m. we offer Counterspin, the cool syndicated program, and followed at 5:30 by Planetary Radio with Matt Kaplan. And that's just Monday. So there's great public affairs programming like that virtually each weekday, 8 to 9 a.m. and 9 to 10 in the morning, and then again usually from 5 to 6 in the afternoon, sometimes even beyond that. So check that all out on KUCI.org if you're not there already listening. And I also want to urge you to check out our nifty new website, talkinganimals.net. Also, please email me with comments, guest suggestions, ideas about show topics, songs, animal songs, of course, animal comedy bits, news stories, anything else you'd like to pass along at talkinganimals@AOL.com. And I look forward to hearing from you there. Please stay tuned for Jeff Scott and the Blues Disease. And as always, we're going to close things out with an animal-related tune. This is called Starving in the Starving in the Belly of the Whale. And I think it'll be pretty apparent who's singing this when the vocal kicks in. So this is 88.9 FM, KUCI in Irvine. Duncan Strauss, we're up again to catch the Blues Disease with Jeff Scott, which starts momentarily here on KUCI, and we'll catch you next week on Talking Animals.
Life is riddled, life's a riddle, life's a fiddle, and life is painful. Bring the tapers, and the earth breaks, life's a mistake. Get out alive. Don't go dreaming. Don't go steaming. A man must test his metal in the crooked old world. Starving in the belly. Starving in the belly. Starving in the belly of a whale. Oh, you're starving in the belly. Starving in the belly. Starving in the belly of a whale. Darkening, dogs are barking, but the caravan moves on. You tell me who gives a good goddamn, you never get out alive. Don't go dreaming, don't go scheming. A man must test his metal in the crooked old world. Starving in the belly, starving in the belly of a whale. Oh, we're starving in the belly, starving in the belly, starving in the belly of a whale. Ha!
this is Knockout Greg from Knockout Greg and Blue Weather, and you're listening to Jeff Scott, infecting you with the blues disease.